Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. Every year on March 25th, we celebrate Maryland Day, the day in 1634 when the first settlers aboard the Ark and the Dove gave thanks for safe passage across the Atlantic and established Maryland on St. Clement's Island near St. Mary's City. But Maryland might never have happened at all if George Calvert, the colony's founder, had originally had his way. Calvert's father, Leonard, was a member of the lower gentry with a small estate in Yorkshire. He also leaned toward Catholicism, as did his more militant wife, Anne. 16th-century England was a rough place to be a Catholic, and nowhere was that more true than in Yorkshire. Henry VIII had brutally clubbed down a Catholic uprising there, and Catholics everywhere were under suspicion. Leonard and his wife refused to take communion in the Anglican Church as long as possible, but young George learned from the trouble they brought on themselves. As he went through Trinity College, Oxford, studied law at the Inns of Court, and traveled across Europe, he accommodated himself to the prevailing winds. A bright and charming young man, he caught the attention of the king's officers and rose quickly to the highest office, Secretary of State. There, he handled the most delicate problems, recovering jewels pawned by the king's 19-year-old daughter, for example, and stepped lightly across the quicksand of court politics while his wealth and power increased. Then, in 1623, he misstepped, backing the marriage of Prince Charles to one of the Spanish infantas. Had the marriage taken place, it might have lightened the burden on English Catholics. But the idea failed, and with it went Calvert's power at court. Though by now Calvert had an estate in Ireland, he needed more money. 20 years earlier, he had bought shares in the East India Company, then in the Virginia Company. The East India venture had paid well, but the idea of founding colonies for profit soon lost favor. In 1620, though, as the overseas boom was fading, but while Calvert was still at the height of his power, he decided to exploit the rich fishing around Newfoundland. English fishermen had worked those waters for years, and promoters even claimed to have seen a mermaid. Starting a colony there seemed like a good idea. Calvert's first small party made it through the winter, and its leader, Captain Edwin Wynne, boasted, "The air here is very healthful, and the winter short and tolerable, continuing only in January, February, and part of March. Neither was it so cold here the last winter as in England the year before." The settlement was in a province called Avalon. Several attempts to establish a colony failed from cold or scurvy, and in the summer of 1628, Calvert decided to go to Avalon himself. He took along most of his family, except for his oldest son, Cecil. In Avalon, he found not prospering settlers, but marauding French pirates, pillaging the fishing fleet. The pirate, De La Rade, out of Dieppe, was capable and wily, but Calvert and his son Leonard outsailed and outwitted them, captured many, and chased off the rest. Yet victory was short-lived. As the colony headed into fall and winter, Calvert discovered what agents like Captain Wynne had hidden from him. "I have found by too dear-bought experience," he wrote the king, "that from the midst of October to the midst of May there is a sad face of winter upon all this land, the air so intolerable cold as it is hardly to be endured." Calvert and half the 100 or so colonists fell ill, 9 or 10 died. Calvert gave up on Avalon and sailed for Virginia, thinking to spend his last days there. But the Virginians, being good Anglicans, wanted him to swear an oath that violated his Catholic principles. He refused and returned to England. His wife, leaving on another ship, died at sea. Not until June 1632 did King Charles grant Calvert another charter, this one for a settlement in the Chesapeake. But George Calvert never lived to see it. He died in April, leaving his son Cecil to carry on the venture, not in Newfoundland, Avalon, or Virginia, but in a place called Maryland.